It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chalaos. With me today, Christy Jones. She's the Senior Consultant for Mental Wellbeing for Intermountain Healthcare. Kim Myers, who is a Suicide Prevention Coordinator for the Utah Department of Human Services. And Rachel Lusinski, who is the Business Operations Manager for Uni Crisis Services and Safe UT. Today we are talking about the coronavirus, how it is impacting our mental health, and how it is impacting all of those who are trying to help us with our mental health. And maybe, Kim, you could start out here. Let's start out and talk about some proactive things that we can do. We are all suffering a lot of stress, some anxiety due to the pandemic and due to the recent earthquake. And what are some proactive things that we can actually do to make a difference in our lives?
Yeah, I think it's really important to, you know, try to manage as best we can, you know, given this the situation we're in. So one of the things is to really make sure we're setting realistic expectations for ourselves. So people who are suddenly working from home and homeschooling and maybe managing health care issues, like, set realistic expectations. And, you know, one of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten was, when you are setting expectations and what we should and shouldn't be accomplishing, always choose people and relationships over tasks. So take care of those first. I think it's really important to remind ourselves that while we do have to stay physically distanced from each other, I think we don't have to stay socially distanced. We should connect socially more than ever, using technology, checking in on people, checking in on ourselves, and making sure we're just staying connected. It's so important. We're physically, you know, we are relational people. We're social beings. And staying connected is really the hand washing of mental hygiene. So important. I think, you know, taking breaks in the day to reset, you know, as our stress maybe grows through the day or we start reading too much news, you know, mindful breathing breaks, you know, count to eight in, count to eight out, and do that for 3 minutes.
Hang on. For some reason, Kim, I'm getting some feedback off of your line. Is it something going on in the background there? Kim, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is it still happening?
Nope, it's not happening now. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, and I will just have to edit that portion out.
Do you want me just to keep going?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So taking breaks throughout the day to just take breaths, to get outside, to get fresh air, to reset as we, you know, maybe read too much news or get stressed with all of the tasks of the day. Taking breaks and taking moments is really important. Good health habits, exercise, you know, eat well as much as possible, limit alcohol intake, and those kind of things. And also, you know, monitor what media you're engaging in and how much of it, and, you know, making sure that that's not having an overly negative impact on your mental health. And then have some structure in your day, but maintain flexibility. We're all sort of in this ever-changing landscape. And you know, also remember, mental health services are open. You can get intake. Most have switched to a telehealth platform, so you can still get services within your home while you're sort of staying physically safe. And also, you know, the emergency services that Rachel and Christy have talked about are also still open. We have through the Department of Human Services, we have contracted for a app that provides a lot of support services for folks called MyStrengths. And so if you want to go download MyStrengths from any app store and type in a password, which is UDHSGuest33, download that. Lots of good services there, including ones on how to cope with COVID-19.
Right. With this ever-changing environment, I think structure is interesting and just trying to navigate all of these things. But Christy, give us your thoughts on what we could be doing.
Thank you, Maria. I love Kim's comments about taking care of your mental health. And I have even found that as a newly working from home person that the getting up and taking a walk, walking out to the mailbox has been so helpful. I wanted to circle back to talking about some additional things we can do within our home to help keep ourselves safe. And one of those is by making sure that our firearms, and as Kim brought up earlier, even our medications or possibly alcohol or other substances are out of reach of young people, and really making sure that any method of harming oneself is as secure as possible. And inside your home, you can do a couple things. And one of them is making sure to utilize a gun safe to lock up any firearms or medications. And I wanted to point out that the state of Utah is currently offering a rebate up to $100 for gun safes that are purchased by concealed carry permit holders who are residents of Utah. And to find out more information about that, people can go to the UtahSuicidePrevention.org website and click on I'm Concerned for Someone, and then click on Firearm Safety, and they'll find a link to that rebate. Again, it's the UtahSuicidePrevention.org, I'm Concerned for Someone, Firearm Safety. And then I want to talk a little bit about trigger locks. Trigger and cable locks for firearms can be very helpful. They may not be adequate on their own, but used in combination with a secure gun safe, they're very helpful in slowing someone's access to a firearm. And we have made trigger locks available through Intermountain Healthcare free of charge to anyone who wants one or needs one. And you can secure those at any Intermountain Healthcare community pharmacy. And if you don't feel safe going out to a community pharmacy right now, I would welcome anyone to email me, let me know you need a gun lock, and I will mail it out to you. My email address is kristy.jones@imail.org. Again, it's christy.jones@imail.org. And really, those trigger locks are really helpful. And in fact, we could use the help of your listeners, Maria, because we want to make trigger locks available in any hospital, healthcare facility, whether it's a doctor's office, pharmacy, mental health, or behavioral health clinic. And if any of your listeners work in or operate one of those type of facilities, give me an email and I'll work with you to make sure we can give you a large quantity of trigger locks to have available in your facility.
All right, we need to take a break, and you're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.